Welcome to Fast Intelligent Care, the podcast for occupational therapists who want to make a real impact. Every Tuesday, we bring you fresh ideas, clear insights, and practical solutions in assistive technology. Let's make smarter, faster, and more effective care simple. Your journey starts now. In today's episode, we're diving into manual transfer aids, the small but mighty pieces of equipment that can make a world of difference for caregivers and our clients. Now, if you're already thinking, transfer aids, that sounds complicated, don't worry. We'll break it down into our pivot transfer aid, as well as our sit-to-stand transfer/transporter aid. We'll go through when, why, and how to use them. So first, we'll start with what is a manual transfer aid. Let's kick off with the basics. What are manual transfer aids? These are non-powered devices, and they help people move from one seated position to another, or assist them in standing. Think of them as the assistive middle ground, more supportive than a standing hoist. Your manual transfer aids can be a stand pivot transfer aid, but you can also have your sit-to-stand transfer aids that you can actually sit in and transfer the person while they're seated. Now, the manual transfer aids that we'll be discussing, we look at things like the Oxford Switch and the Oxford App. So the Oxford Switch is your pivot stand or stand pivot transfer aid. And this is where you have a client pull on the handles into a stand. They are able to fully weight bear, maintain weight bearing, and then the carer will just pivot the transfer aid and they can then sit back down. So there's no moving from one point to the other with the stand pivot transfer aid. It's just to assist someone with standing. So it's almost like a mobile grab rope. So this is a transfer aid you could potentially use for someone even to do a transfer into a car. It could be a way to have someone pull themselves into a stand that you can remove clothing and then they can sit back down onto a chair, a toilet, or a commode. But very important, it's a transfer aid that does require some level of participation from the client. It's ideal for rehab settings, home care, as well as aged care facilities, depending on the client's level of mobility and how much support they need with transfers. What's good about this transfer aid is that we're taking away the manual handling that has to be done by the caregiver. So without this transfer aid, you would have a caregiver assist the person into a stand with the client possibly holding onto their shoulders or being supported underneath their armpits. But this will require strain or effort from the caregiver to actually bear some of the person's weight. And then they would do a pivot together and then help lower the person down. However, we can have the client rather pull on the transfer aid for that support rather than pulling on the caregiver. What will happen in a lot of cases without this transfer aid is that the client will actually end up almost hanging around the person who's assisting them's neck, which is not ideal, especially long-term if they're doing this type of transfer on a regular basis. So this type of transfer aid, first and foremost, is going to be seen as a sit-to-stand transfer aid. It's going to be good for clients that can weight bear, needed just a little bit of support and stability, someone that can maintain weight bearing. This type of transfer aid is ideal for a client that needs minimal to moderate assistance with transfers, which means they might just need a bit of physical contact guidance. It won't be necessarily weight bearing, or it could be weight bearing to some extent, but it's not someone that is at that maximal or total dependence on a caregiver just yet. So this is someone that needs a bit more support for transfers, but isn't fully reliant on support. So if you've listened to our episode on the FIM scores, this type of transfer aid will be for someone that's between a 3, 4, and 5. When we look at the FIM score, functional independence measure for someone to use this transfer aid, which you would have heard of in some of our previous episodes, this is going to be a client that needs supervision or setup, or minimal to moderate assistance. So our minimal assistance would be just physical contact guidance, but not yet weight bearing. And then our moderate assistance would be where a caregiver has to bear some of the client's weight. So not someone that's at that maximal assistance to total dependence, but just needs that little bit of support. And this is where this transfer aid comes in. So let's talk about some of the highlights or advantages of this type of transfer aid. It is something that is compact and lightweight. In some cases, you can actually get ones that can be disassembled and then very easy for you to then transport them, put them into a car. They can then take it to respite or even when they go traveling, and they can still have a transfer aid. This type of transfer aid also does typically have a height adjustable knee pad. Very important that your knee pad has to be just underneath the patella. Make sure that it's not on the patella, because that will then be a bit of a restriction for that person to stand, and it will also be a bit uncomfortable. So when you can adjust it, make sure that it's below the patella or below the kneecap. It will be a bit of a block, and then almost allow that person to be able to kind of lock their knees and go into that full stand position. It's also beneficial if you have a non-slip foot plate, especially if your person struggles with that foot placement. We don't want them accidentally stepping off the foot plate, because typically it is quite a small area, because this is a quite small, compact, nimble transfer aid. You do also get your stand pivot transfer aids with handles at different heights and allows for different grips. So you might have a more neutral grasp, or you could have a more flexed grasp, depending on what the client prefers, if they prefer to use their biceps or rather to use their shoulders to pull into that stand. You can also have attachments with slings. So you could have like a clip attachment to this transfer aid and have a sling, almost like a standing sling. It's like a waist sling around the client. Now, important, this sling is not to pull the person into the stand. They should be able to do that independently, but it's more to make them just feel secure while they're being pivoted, that they aren't going to be unstable or be swaying side to side. So it just gives them a bit more support, more feeling of security, but it's not for pulling into that stand. You could potentially use it to just guide that movement, which could be kind of your physical contact guidance. But as soon as the caregiver feels like they're really having to pull the person and there's actually weight being placed into that sling, it's a good indication that I need to go for a more supportive assistive device like your standing hoists. I have also seen this transfer aid being quite useful to adjust someone's sitting position in a chair. So if you do find that your client tends to start slumping in the chair, kind of having that sacral sitting position, posterior pelvic tilt, you can also use this transfer aid to just position them back to the back of the chair. So what you'll do is you'll have them hold on to the grab rails, just slightly pull themselves up, but still staying kind of a squatted position, but just enough to slightly lift their bum off the seat. And then you can just push them back with the transfer aid, and then they can sit back down to the very back of the chair. So when would we move on to the next transfer aid? Well, if you have a client that's using this transfer aid and you find that they struggle to maintain that standing position, or you find that it doesn't really help to just do a pivot transfer, you might need to take them from one room to the other. So let's say from their bed to the living room to get them into their recliner chair, we're going to have to look at a different transfer aid. So our next transfer aid is our sit to stand transfer / transporter aid. So you might have heard of transfer aids like your Oxford Up or Sarah Steady. These are typical sit to stand transfer aids that you get in Australia, and they're quite common in hospital settings. And what's really good about this transfer aid is that it does give a bit more support. So the way this transfer aid works is that you have two seat paddles that can open and close. You have a client pull themselves into a stand, and then these seat paddles will be placed down, and then they can sit back down. Then they can actually be transferred while they're in this seated position, then pull themselves back into a stand. The seat pads can be opened and they can sit back down on another seated surface. The reason this is also called a transporter aid is because it is very unique in being the only transfer aid that is suitable to move a client from one room to the other. We're still doing short distances, so it might just be from bedroom to living room to get them from bed to recliner chair. It's not going to be moving them around the corridors, moving them around the house. No, we're not doing too long of a distance, but we can definitely do longer distances than all other transfer aids, like all hoists, standing hoists, or stand pivot transfer aids. These ones, it's not recommended to be traveling any distance. You want to ideally have your two surfaces very close to each other. So, for example, your hoist, you would have your wheelchair very close to the person's bed. So they'll go from bed into the wheelchair. You'll push out the wheelchair to the living room and then do a transfer from wheelchair to recliner chair. And that's how those transfer aids will work. So this transfer aid does work well for someone that can't maintain that standing position and wants to feel a bit more secure while they're being moved around, because we don't want to be moving someone around with the stand pivot transfer aid. This type of transfer aid typically has quite a durable frame. You can get safe working loads between 180 up to about 200 kilogram. They can be quite sturdy depending on the base. You get ones that have plastic bases and then also ones with cast iron bases. Your cast iron bases will be good for your bariatric clients or for care facilities where there's going to be quite a few different clients using the same transfer aid, and it is going to be a lot better in terms of cleaning it as well, because you can very easily wash it down. You can also get an enclosed base, which prevents any debris, hair from going into the leg spread mechanism of this transfer aid. With this transfer aid, we also do have a knee pad. In some cases, they could be height adjustable, very similar to the stand pivot one. We want that knee pad just below the patella or below the kneecap. We have seat paddles. And this is seat paddles that we're going to be having the client sit on. You can get these at different angles. So some do encourage a more forward tilted sitting position, which is really good to help the client to pull themselves into that stand, because it's kind of similar to your riser recliner chairs, where it kind of tilts you forward to encourage this kind of nose over toes natural standing movement pattern. So having those seat paddles at a more forward angle is going to help encourage that sit to stand and not have the person sit too low and make it very difficult for them to be able to pull themselves into that stand, because they're going to have to use a lot more leg strength and core strength to be able to do that. You'll see there will be quite a few differences in how the grip handles look for this type of transfer aid. Typically, we just have one straight bar and then two handles for the caregiver to hold on to. You can get ones that have very big handles that allow for multiple different types of grips for the caregiver and the client, which means the client can then again choose to have a more neutral grasp to use their bicep strength, or to rather use strength in their deltoids or in their shoulder muscles, whichever feels easiest for them or whatever is the strongest muscle that they want to use. You can get sit to stand transfer aids that can be disassembled and flat packed, and this can then also be put into a boot of a car or into a van and used for traveling or going to a respite. You might find that the base will still be heavy, can be up to like 20 kilograms, which I wouldn't recommend someone lift by themselves, but you could still use the casters of this transfer aid and use it like a trolley and then just put it on the lip of the boot and then lift up the back and push it in. So you can still use very clever techniques to minimize that manual handling strain. Similar to your stand pivot transfer, the sit to stand transfer aid can also have a standing sling or sling that goes around the person's waist, like a high waist sling, which will also then be used to make the person feel a bit more supported, more secure while they're being moved in this transfer aid. Again, not to be used to pull the person into that stand. If the caregiver does find that they're really having to pull the person up, that's where we will go towards our standing hoist as well, where the standing hoist is going to be doing that pulling up. So essentially, we want to try and eliminate as much manual handling from our caregivers as possible. So when do we use the sit to stand transfer aid versus the stand pivot transfer aid? So this could be someone that can still weight bear but struggles to maintain that weight bearing. Still has to be someone that can follow instructions, because they need to be able to maintain that stand for long enough for the caregivers to put the seat paddles down and then tell them that they can safely sit down. It's good for toilet transfers, seated to seated transfers, or even sitting on the edge of the bed to chair transfer. It's a good option for clients that do fatigue quickly because they can sit down and take a break. And when you're looking at the FIM score for this transfer aid, it will also be 3, 4, and 5. So someone that needs supervision and setup, minimal to moderate assistance. So if you're trying to simplify the difference between the stand pivot and sit to stand transfer aid, the stand pivot is like a walking stick and the sit to stand transfer aid is like a walking stick and a chair in one, support and rest, which is brilliant. So let's do a recap of our stand pivot and sit to stand transfer aid. So if you have your stand pivot transfer aid, you have a client that can pull themselves into a stand, maintain that stand to be pivoted by the transfer aid, and then lower themselves back down. So this is someone that can maintain balance and has good trunk control. When we look at our sit to stand transfer aid, this is again someone that can pull themselves into a stand, maintain the stand just long enough for caregivers to put the seat paddles down, be able to follow instructions to know when it's safe to sit down, and then have some rest, but still has to have good trunk control because we don't want this person to be unstable while they're sitting. They still need to be able to independently sit while they're using this transfer aid. And then they can be transferred from one room to the other. Your environment will matter as well. When you look at your stand pivot transfer aid, this is going to be for very small, tight spaces, whereas your sit to stand transfer aid is going to require a little bit more space and needs to be able to maneuver through doorways, through corridors or hallways. So remember, always assess weight bearing, trunk control, and the client's ability to follow instructions and cooperate. Now we'll go through some general safety tips and mistakes to avoid with these two types of transfer aids. So mistake number one is not locking the brakes or the brakes on the casters. It's very important with these transfer aids that they need to be a stable base for the person to be able to pull themselves into a stand. It doesn't work the same as our hoists, where we want to have the brakes off because it needs to find a new center of gravity with the person's weight added. This is the person putting themselves into a stand, and we don't want to have this transfer aid moving away from the person while they're putting themselves into a stand. So important, brakes on the transfer aid and brakes on the surface that they're transferring from as well, which could be the bed, the recliner chair, or wheelchair. Mistake number two is choosing the wrong aid for the client's ability. So this could be either the person is at a lower FIM score, so they need more support with transfers, or someone that doesn't have sufficient weight bearing capabilities, and this is someone that doesn't have sufficient trunk control to maintain that seated position or maintain that stand. Our third mistake is someone that has difficulty with communication or difficulty with following instructions. Someone with any cognitive limitations might not be able to use these transfer aids, even though they might have sufficient weight-bearing capabilities or sufficient strength. If they can't follow instructions, it's going to be unsafe to use this transfer aid. Remember to always check your equipment, involve the client as much as possible, and make sure your caregivers are trained on how to use this transfer aid properly. And the caregiver needs to be able to communicate with the client to make sure that they know what is expected from this transfer and they know what is going to be happening during the whole process. If you do need more support with choosing the right transfer aid for your client, go on to our YouTube video of this episode and you'll see that there's more information on how to use our OT app and our transfer aid and sling selected tool so you can choose the right transfer aid and sling for your client. So just a wrap up of our episode today, we had our stand pivot transfer aid and our sit to stand transfer aid. Both of these are very good manual handling transfer aids to use, and they help promote independence, safety, and dignity. They're the perfect middle ground between someone that's transferring independently and someone that's being fully hoisted. We'd love to hear from you in the comments. Let us know your experience with these types of transfer aids, maybe some features that you really like, or success stories, or even times where transfers haven't gone as well. Stay tuned for our next episode on standing hoists. Thanks for joining us on Fast Intelligent Care. We hope you're living with fresh insights and tools to make a real impact as an occupational therapist. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and join us every Tuesday for more ideas and strategies to deliver smarter, faster, and better care. Until next time, keep making a difference.